You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning, brought to you by the folks at the Fantasy Sports Network. Absolutely the greatest thing ever invented. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest fantasy sports information on the planet. Of course, we have the Roto Experts exclusive Edge package available for people right now. Use the code word FREERADIO. You can purchase this and you'll be ready for your drafts. It's interesting. Benny Riccati's Definitive Guide to Fantasy Baseball just had a Facebook page come up. And 21 chapters in the Definitive Guide to Fantasy Baseball. One of the 21st chapter, though, is how to break into the fantasy industry, yep. Scott. I'm interested to read this because the one thing I know in the fantasy sports industry is that there's no one way to do it. Like, there's no job that, like, on a message board, like, you go and send your resume to. Like, basically, Scott, a lot of people that have jobs created their own job in this industry.
Yeah, it's about eat what you kill, pretty much. And you got to do it yourself. I talk about this a lot on the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, which you can listen to on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as well, like a lot of my guests. First off, you got to be willing to be multi-platform. Maybe not just be content, be involved in all facets of the business. The biggest thing that you point to, though, is, Tony, like, there are a lot of people out there who are fantasy players who listen to us on the radio and, you know, read Roto Experts, and they believe they can do it because they believe, like, if they listen to the radio, they can be a broadcaster. If they read, they can write. And a lot of people, when they find out it's a job, don't think it's that much fun. And other people just, they have to have a set goal. It's like, I get people saying to me, I'll do anything to break into the industry. I'll mop the floors.
There's no floors to mop.
You have to have a direction. When you make a resume, a lot of resumes, what's your objective? You know, what's your career path? You have to have a clear path. And you're not going to break into the industry by writing one article a week and then you expect to get a full-time job. That's just, everybody wants to do this full-time. You make your own way. I think we've all done that here, you know, at this network, at Roto Experts. And, you know, I think Jonathan Bales on his site, respected fantasy writer, talked about how you may have to work for free for a while. There are people who are not willing to do that and say, okay, you know, I've been writing one article a week for 3 months. Where's my full-time job?
Yeah.
I
fantasy exec, we know that doesn't happen in this industry.
No, that doesn't. It's a lot of, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. Whatever. But I think who wrote that chapter?
I think it's Nando DeFino.
He's the right person to write it. Yep. I just wanted to make sure that it was the right bit.
Because Nando generally wants to help people break in, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he helps. Every day I get a text from Nando. Right, about someone else. Like, he wants to, can we use this guy? Can we use Nando? We've got 7 of these this week. We only have so many, you know. But he always goes out of his way for people. And I'll tell you what, he's a nice guy in the world, and he'll give you a chance or an opportunity. But that's all you're going to get. You're going to get maybe one chance to do a 5-minute interview on some show. And you got to be prepared. And you got to basically put out the 5 minutes. I'll tell people how I got started. I just listened to talk radio growing up, and I liked it, and I loved it, and I had a thing for it. So I started calling in to the Fantasy 411 shows when MLB.com had their own live shows on the network, right? And I would call in, and I knew I would get, you know, 3-4 minutes, but I was never going to stop talking until they hung up on me. I was just going to keep going, and I would have like 20 minutes of dialogue written out before I made a call. And then I started doing podcasts, and then people would get me there, and I'd get more and more listeners. And I just took it very seriously, like, this is what I was going to do. And everything I did was to get my name out there and people to listen to my shows, and then build up a big enough following on my own that other people would employ me. And I think a lot of people think they're going to come into rotoexperts.com or they're going to come into the Fantasy Sports Network and we're going to jump on you. You got to build up a following and people got to know who you are. that's going to make you successful. When it's not going to take people there. And I look at guys like Frank Stanfill and guys like Mike Florio, what they did, coming in as interns, learned from the people around here, now doing their own thing and still working behind the scenes and getting it. Those guys are going to be two big stars in this industry for whatever that's worth, because you might have, when you become a big star in this industry, I think you'll be surprised at what that entails.
Yeah,
it's a crazy thing.
It also goes to something else that, you know, that I've told people internally, and Mike Florio and Frank Stanfill are good at it. It's like, once you get your foot in the door, you can't be saying no to anything that's asked of you.
No, you're 100% right.
Greg Sussman's a good example of that. Greg will carry a table, he'll vacuum a floor, and then he'll go on the air. And he's the first one to step forward when something's needed internally. You can't say no to anything if you want an opportunity, because as soon as you do, people are going to know that, and they're going to write you off. It happens in my mind as managing director of rotoexperts.com. It's like, you know, I'll people say, I'm not going to do this unless I get paid. And they've been here for less than a year, and they've run one article a week. And I'll say, okay, you know, I'm going to move on to somebody else who's hungry, who will never say no, like a Michael Waterloo, and I know, yeah, I can rely on him.
But you can't take advantage of people for too long a time either, though. You know what I'm saying? In today's economy. So you have to reward somebody if you feel as if it is consistent and the work is good and stuff like that. You just can't have people vacuuming the floors and then look like, get, and give them a pat on the ass. You feel what I'm saying?
But here's the thing. Might want to do that, you know, but... I'm sure you like doing that, but I don't think you can't take advantage of anybody. But, like, you know, at the same time, I think by the flip side, you got to know that, you know, you got to pay your dues.
Yeah, I'm all for paying dues.
Here's the thing, Corey, though, with your point, it becomes each individual's person to treat themselves like a business. This is what I've learned.
Oh yeah.
In a short time, you got to treat yourself like a business. Like, people are not going to go out of their way to take care of you. That's not going to happen. This is a grown-up man's industry. So basically what I'm saying is that, to Corey's point, if you go and you work for a site for free and you start getting your name out there, they're not all of a sudden going to show up at your door and give you a check for 10 grand.
No.
That never, ever is going to happen. So when you get to a point where you feel you're credible and you've done a good job, then you need to approach your employer about the opportunity to get on and get paid. They're never going to come to you. That's the real world. That's the world we live in. That is in any field. Secondly, if you can't come to an agreement and you're right, then you can use the platform, the experience that they gave to you to go and shop yourself around to other suitors. But be realistic. You might not like the result, and you might not be as popular as you think you are.
Yeah, but you got to... Well, I'm speaking from my own personal experience.
Yeah.
So I can't really speak for nobody else. Like, you know, earlier this week, we ragged Florio. Oh, you're not a lawyer, you're not this, you're not that. Well, Florio gets it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if ESPN come throw Florio a boatload of money, I'm not going to say, hey, Florio, you're unloyal. I'm going to say, I'm going to give him a dap and say, go do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just saying, it still is a bottom line to this. You feel what I mean? Like, because we see these companies are making money. You feel what I'm saying? So I understand you got to take your time and you got to pay your dues and stuff like that. But if you're putting in work, you can't be the last guy at the party.
Yeah, well, a perfect example in our case, a guy like Mike Rathburn started out at rotoexperts.com, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And he, you know, and then he was able to move on to other things. You can even look at our guy, Adam Ronis. He's moved on to other things. So there are things out there that, you know what, just because one employer that does there, if you do the work, you can get paid off. But there are other guys. Who is the kid that works for ESPN now that used to write for us, the young kid that thought it was the greatest thing ever?
Kyle Sopp.
Kyle Sopp, another guy there, right?
Yeah.
So he writes some good articles, gets some exposure, and then you have to treat yourself like a business
exactly.
in every acumen, and you got to make sure you take care of yourself. It's a big boy business. Nobody is ever going to look out for you. You have to look out for yourself.
No, you got to do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it yourself. You got to understand the back channels. You got to understand how the industry works, how this business works. You know what I mean? You got to meet people, network, make the right connections. I'm a mover and groover, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting right here. It's not by accident.
There you have it. So this book is coming out. Be out definitely by March 1st. Could be out a little sooner. That'll be one of the chapters you'll be looking at in Benny Riccardi's Definitive Guide to Fantasy Baseball. Benny's a perfect example.
I'm about to say, Tony, you took the words out of my mouth. Benny is the perfect example. That guy's a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I got all the respect in the world for Benny. Because you know he started like doing it for free and stuff like that. He took the DFS thing. He made it. He flipped it. He got the Guru Elite thing. When they put that job out, everybody in the industry was like, yo, that's Benny's gig. You know what I'm saying? He flipped that. Then he came in and got up here with us. You know what I'm saying? Got this platform where we can, you know, market and broadcast and stuff like that. Let's find a way to get paid off this. He puts the book out there. So Benny is definitely...
Yeah, he's a great example.
An excellent example.
It's like, you know, he'll write for sites. He started by doing radio hits. You know, now he's here. Now he's doing the ebook. It's like... He's multitasking. He's multi-platform.
It was a year ago.
Yeah,
we was at the mothership a year ago, and I'm calling Benny. He had the bus stop taking his kids to school. Like, yo, I need you to come on. Yeah, that was
hungry.
1 year ago.
He's hungry. It's the eye of the tiger, Corey.
Yeah,
it's being hungry.
The eye of the tiger. I'm hungry too, Scott.
Yeah,
I'm starving.
There's a breakfast buffet out there. $40 a sausage link.
I know, right?
But David Gonos is another example.
Yeah,
you know, like the guy has his own site, and he's the Jose Canseco of fantasy. He wears 50 other uniforms.
The Jose Canseco of fantasy. So the definitive, Benny Riccardi's Definitive Guide to Fantasy Baseball. There's a page on Facebook. You can get information on the authors and everything. I mean, even Jake Seeley made it in this business, so it's not impossible.
You had to take a shot at Jake.
Take a shot at somebody.
I just saw Jake's name was in front of me on the list of authors.
What chapter did Jake write?
It doesn't have the chapters of who wrote each one. Maybe we can get Benny to work on that. He doesn't have enough things to do.
I know, right?
We'll get that all fired up. But it does have it has all the chapters on here. 21 chapters in total, including targets in each stat category, how the average player can win their league, draft prep, a third of your draft will suck. Who would write that chapter? Like, actually, that'd be a better game, guessing who wrote each of these chapters. I didn't write this. A third of your draft will suck. I like this whole
A third of your draft will suck. That was written by, let me take a stab at that one. That was a third of your draft. That sounds like a Gano's thing right there. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe it's Dan
Martinez.
Scott,
you doing something more important? Ooh. Is Dan in the book, Spitting Statistician?
Dan, he's in the book, yes.
Okay.
Dane Martinez is the most disturbing name for me in the fantasy sports industry.
Why is that?
I don't think you put a lot of thought in there, Scott. I'll have Corey explain it to you during the break.
It's
the Roto Experts.
See, but I said this the other day, though. It's like, you know, the spitting statistician, you know, as much as, like, I dearly love the guy, but, like, you know, if you call yourself the spitting statistician, you look like Tim Heaney, it's one thing. You know, but like, you know, if you look like Dave Martinez, you know, more like a hip hop looking guy.
What's a hip hop looking guy, Scott?
Dave's just a cool looking dude. You know what
Tony,
I'm saying?
When we come back from the break, can we ask Scott what a hip hop looking guy is?
I love when the king puts his foot in his mouth. Stay tuned for more from the Roto Experts in the morning. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King, Scott Engel, the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. We've got our guy, Donnie Burns. Donnie, how you doing this morning, Donnie? Are you okay?
I'm not doing too bad. I got the Mike Florio shift, but I think I got it under control so far.
So how did you like the Roto Experts in the morning the last couple of days?
That's good. I like it. I like the three-hour shift because I'm used to the two-hour shows, but the three-hour shows you guys get to cover, like, you know, you covered the sports in the beginning, and then that last segment you kind of talked about stuff you normally wouldn't talk about on a two-hour show, so I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you're in on that. And what do you thought about Scott calling you out during the show as well?
Scott, I didn't appreciate that, but I still love you anyway. You do a lot for me, so I guess
what
I'm okay
Scott
with that.
Angle done for you, dog?
He gives me a bunch of really good advice, on the side.
All right,
well, Corey, you better make I haven't done anything for anybody.
I'm you ain't done nothing for me.
What?
Well, you mean Scott are friends?
Yeah.
Now, I do tell you, though, I don't get to listen to Scott and Corey, like, together often.
Yeah.
But it's very much enjoyable to listen to you two on the show.
Yeah, I've been bullying this bald-head stooge for a couple years now, the DB.
You've never bullied me once.
Scott, I'll put you in the headlock right now.
Let's go outside right now. We'll cut the show short right now. And I'll put a hole in that fake-ass Golden State Warriors hat, you phony.
Fake D's.
Yeah, nothing to fake. Nothing to fake. I got my tweezer to fake.
Fake D's.
Yeah, nothing to fake. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott, do you really have your own tweezer?
What's that? I gotta hang around with really Corey. I gotta have one for him.
He's the king, Scott Angle, and the fantasy executive Corey Parson, and that was Donnie Burns filling in for Mike Florio. Mike Florio will be back next week, and he'll be ready and raring to go. Next thing we got up on the agenda is a fantasy baseball etiquette. You got to have etiquette when you go to these fantasy baseball events. So I got to cover some of the do's and don'ts that we have in fantasy baseball draft etiquette. We'll start out with the king of etiquette, Scott Angle. Scott Angle, is it okay to wear headphones and listen to music and tune out others while you're drafting?
No, because, you know, you have to listen to what's going on. You can't do that at a live draft. And
well, you have the board. We'll tell you the picks, right?
No. I think you want to... You want to hear what's going on. You know, you got to have your wits about you. You got to be focused. You got to be zoned in.
What about you, fantasy executive? We see it in the poker industry. A lot of people will have their headphones and listen to music during the poker game. Can you do this during a fantasy baseball draft?
You got to make sure that you're keeping up with the picks being made and stuff like that. But if I'm in I'm in a home league, it's probably buddies and stuff like that. So I take the headphones off and chill. But if I'm at the NFBC or something like that, and I go in there, I have no problem going there, throwing the headphones on, and just blocking the rest of the room out. You know what I mean? Because that brings that intimidation factor to the draft room.
I actually saw that at the NFBC. That's where the question came from. Is that people were wearing headphones and listening to stuff? I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I would do it. I have no problem
That's
with
funny,
that.
That's funny, Corey.
What's what?
I know 9-year-old girls that are more intimidating than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep thinking. Keep thinking that way, Scott.
It's the
truth. You don't intimidate nobody, Scott. You're not intimidating.
I'm not out here talking.
You're not intimidating at all, Scott.
I don't have to. You're a lot of hot air.
Scott, you're the person that
you're
gets
about
intimidated.
Building, trying to build an image
Scott,
and it's hollow.
I've seen you be intimidated at drafts many times, Scott.
Never.
Adam
you
Shine
do,
took
do not
your
know
heart.
What I'm thinking.
Adam Time you Adam Shine took
thinking.
Your heart. Grown man wearing a crown. He took your heart that year, Scott.
No, he didn't.
He
I
took
still
your
had
heart.
Those, he took my heart.
Those
I
3 years in a row, he took your heart.
I still
on
went
draft
to the
day,
finals.
Scott. He took your
I
heart.
I still went to the
you
finals.
You were sitting there. You were
he still
scared.
Went to the finals.
You was quiet. You wasn't saying a word.
Yeah,
Adam
right.
Shine took your heart on draft day.
He did not take my didn't take my focus away from my draft. I still went to the finals.
You didn't win that league.
I still went to the
you
finals.
You never won the celebrity league.
I still
you
went
never,
to the
it was,
finals.
It was five people playing in that league, and the king never
I've
won the celebrity league.
I've taken your heart
league.
Several times.
You never took my heart.
Yeah.
You got me messed
That's
up,
why
son.
I beat you like 10 times already.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You don't win no chips though. You don't win chips.
Let the bars be accurate.
Scott, you don't win
Let
chips.
Let the bars be
the
accurate.
The bars are accurate, Scott. You do not win chips.
I got more baseball titles than you do.
Oh boy.
I've got my share of football titles.
You don't win chips, Scott.
Yeah?
You don't win chips.
You just started winning.
You winning chips.
You just started winning.
That's a bygone era.
You just started winning.
I am going in this direction.
You just started winning.
You are bottoming it out.
You just started winning.
You're coming up. I'm like an up and coming prospect. You feel what I'm saying? All the talent in the world.
You're just hot air.
You're on the downside. You are on the downside of your career.
You're hot air. You hardly back it up. How many times we got head to head? I've whooped you. Beating you by 100 points.
When? Scott.
Several times.
You don't win
you
the chip.
You want to bring up
though,
Taiwan
Scott?
Jones and.
You don't win the chip.
You started Taiwan
but
Jones
you don't
against
win the
me.
Chip, Scott.
I won the Help Maddie League 3 years ago.
That's 3 years ago you won the Help Maddie League.
Yeah.
Come on, Scott.
You said I never won anything.
You don't win chips.
You lie. You make shit up.
Hey, hey, this, I think this is a family-oriented show.
What? Scott, what a triple standard. Everybody curses on this show. I curse, and now all of a sudden it's, you know, like Sussman actually said, I can't believe this shit. I didn't win a DFS last night. Nobody said nothing to him either.
Yeah, because I think he's just in shock that he swore. I think that's the way it is. Scott, you know, I got like 47 minutes left in this week. Actually, I have to do the Out of Bounds show tonight. Oh. There is no DFS lineup lock show for people tonight. You'll get the fantasy baseball preview that I recorded, so make sure you tune into that, 6 p.m. Eastern. The reason there's no DFS lineup lock show, there's no games, so it's hard to have that show.
Yeah.
Scott, I think I'm going to take my chances, and I'm going to go out and try to find, I'm going to meet a woman and see if I can fall in love. You think that's the way to go at it?
At least fall in love for the night.
Yeah. What do you mean? This is the lost hour of our romance.
What do you mean? What if I could find happily ever after, Scott, and I come in at a good attitude every day and not, you know, chilling people out? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that's cool.
You think it could happen? He's laughing at me. The executive's laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Scott because I'm looking at Scott. Scott is like, he doesn't know what to do right now. He don't know where to go. He don't know you're intimidating
Scott,
him.
Nobody intimidates Scott, me. Especially Scott, not the likes of your floppy butt.
So if I meet a... Scott, let me ask you a question, Scott. If I meet a woman for a drink, should I bring her something?
Yeah, I would say so. It's a nice touch, yeah.
What you going to bring?
What should I bring her?
What should you bring her? I don't know. Flowers, like, over the top.
Really?
Yeah.
On the first day, yeah.
Yeah, on the first date.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
So what do I bring her? If I don't bring her flowers, like, what would be the next thing?
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't bring something on the first date. Yeah, like, that'd be nice, yeah.
But if you're going to meet at a bar, why would you bring white wine to a bar?
Well, I guess here's the whole thing, is that maybe the date didn't go well and she's going to need that later?
Okay, all right. Maybe that could be the case.
What if you, Scott, what if you brought her a hotel room key? Would that be the way to go?
That's a little forward.
Yeah. That's not the way to go.
Well, you could say if it blows up in your face, say, I just wanted to advertise the Renaissance and wanted you to come to Rockin' Riley's.
That's the way to go there. No, I'm going to try it. Should I report back on the radio Monday how it went?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm always down for that. I hear a good dating story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know. Yeah, you can live vicariously through Tony.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're right, Scott. Yeah. I can.
Yeah.
Scott, what would be your go-to move? Hey, do you have any good pickup lines?
I'm the managing director of Roto Experts.
What the hell is that?
Here's a package. I've been out of the game for a while, though.
It's you have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantasy executive. What do you have? Any good pickup lines?
Let me see. A good pickup line. Hey, baby. I know you must been... You must be tired. You've been running through my head all day. How's that one?
Jesus. Get up and walk away. You cornball.
Cornball?
Yeah, that's
really?
Corny.
And I can get up and walk away, Scott.
Corny. Yeah.
I'm not you.
That's right. I'm not at the bar chasing, being desperate.
Get away from me, old man.
Yeah.
Somebody call the cops. Yeah. This old man keep breathing on me.
Somebody call the cops. This. Is...
What you about to call me?
Somebody call me the cops. This subway worker's harassing me.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball etiquette.
For local 122.
Should you openly laugh at perceived poor picks in fantasy baseball drafts? Fantasy executive, should you openly laugh at a guy's pick?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Once again, it's all about the intimidation factor on draft day. Laughing at a guy making a poor pick can throw him off his game. And it makes him start to second guess himself, lowers his confidence, and then you got him right there.
Fantasy exact.
Can you provide an example of that, please?
An example. Let's see. You make a bad pick, Adam Schein. Oh my God, Scott Engel making another bad pick. And then you get scared.
But I still, my team still went to the finals, so that's not accurate.
Okay.
Can you not reach back 7 years and give us something more recent?
Something more recent. Yeah. I make fun of people making to make bad picks all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think? Should you openly laugh at people?
Yeah, I expect to do it during Corey's draft.
Oh, jeez. Number three, if you ask someone to use their cheat sheet multiple times, is this okay, Scott Engel?
I don't think you should ask him to use it once. Come prepared.
Fantasy exec?
I agree with Scott on that one. When we're in the draft, like, I don't care how cool we are. When we're at the draft table, we're competitors. You know, and we really don't really need to be, you know, through the meat of the draft, don't need to be sharing cheat sheets.
Yeah.
I'm not here to help you. I want to beat you.
I went through that, like, early in my career. It's like, when I was first, early in my career, it's like, you know, I'm new at the office, you know, I was helping people and stuff like that. And then he took advantage of it, and I realized, I'm playing for money here. It's like, why am I helping people? And then they started getting mad at me because I stopped helping them.
Yeah, they was like, look at that nerd. Yeah. Look at that nerd. Look at that nerd, Scott Engel. Let's make him do the draft for us.
See, this is the difference between me and you, though. I'm a nerd, and I know it. You're a nerd, and you try to make like you're not. Yeah. On your computer all the time.
I am on my computer all the time.
You're a geek.
Yeah. Well, it's the Roto Experts in the morning with a geek and a nerd. And we got fantasy baseball draft etiquette. We're going to come back. We'll finish off some more draft etiquette. We'll ask the question, if you're at a live draft and the food sucks, is it okay to say the food sucks? Stay tuned for more from the Roto Experts in the morning. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King, Scott Engel, the Fantasy Executive, and our guy, Donnie Burns. And, of course, my name's Tony Cicada. Guess what, folks? We're talking about fantasy baseball draft etiquette. Now, one of the things I'm looking at is if you go to a place and the food sucks, how do you handle that situation, Fantasy Executive?
That's tough right there, especially when you pay $1,300 and you go to a hotel in Midtown, not saying any names, and you go to a hotel,
not to Marriott Renaissance,
and you go to a hotel in Midtown Manhattan, and you go up to where the draft room, and they got the tables set up, and you know they got the beer and everything, and then they got the pizza out the microwave. It's not a good look, not a good look. And if the food is bad, you should tell people that the food is bad. Now at the Greenwich Street Tavern, they take care of you. The GST, they take care of you at those events.
Scott Engel, how do you handle the improper food at these fantasy baseball live drafts?
See, these are good because, like, you know, we get people that listen to the show who have absolutely no etiquette, like Cha-Cha, and they need to know, you know, some sort of, like, you know, etiquette, some sort of tact. And if the food's bad, and you're paying $1,300, I think you should make a stink about it. But I'm of the personal belief, though, is like, you know, if it's free and you don't like it, just don't take it. So, you know, I think it depends on who you're drafting with. Like, if, like, my friend and his wife, like, invited me over and, you know, had me over for their draft and, you know, tried their best to, like, you know, make,
show,
like,
support,
support. I think you have to pick and choose your spots.
Yeah.
You know, like, you made a really good example. You know, it's like, I'm paying $1,300. Don't friggin' order from Domino's for me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think you want to, like, insult your friends or a good, you know, somebody who's trying as a host or something like that.
Well, what do you think about, like, the flex and, like, tout wars and stuff like that? The flex, we had Chick-fil-A. It was nice. We had Chick-fil-A. We had some cookies, snacks, stuff like that. But the flex, we pay for, like, you know, travel and, you know, little expenses and stuff like that. Not no big time fees. Tout wars, you guys pay a fee. Yeah. That should be, you know, there's always...
Well, they give us a Saturday night party, you know, and...
You got to pay for your... Oh, the touts.
The touts don't have to pay
the fake
for
money.
Food.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true. That's true. It makes sense. I don't know, Tony. I draft day is supposed to be...
But then, you know, we have, like, tout wars, though, with, like, you know, at the other radio station, they say they're going to order pizza. You know, that's not as impressive.
For the staff.
Yeah.
That pizza was for the staff, like Scott.
Yeah.
I've done 6 tout wars. No, people don't respect me, Scott. I did tout wars for them, Scott, on my day off.
Well, we respect you. That's why you're
thank
here.
You, thank you, Scott. You did that. I appreciate kind of that. Am I going to do tout wars this year, too?
What's that?
Am I going to be doing tout wars this year,
What, the coverage?
Yeah.
That's not up to me. You got to talk to Cardano about that.
All right.
Is the king?
You want to write an article, you talk to me about it.
I thought you talked to McCullough.
Well, you know, it's like, we'll talk about organizational charts later.
Let me ask you a question. Is Corey good enough to be participating in the tout wars, in your opinion, Scott Engel, if you were the guy that made the call?
I think what they look for in tout wars is, like, not only do you know the sport, but, like, what platforms are you on? That's like, it doesn't matter that you work for... They don't look at who you work for necessarily. They're not saying, we need a guy from ESPN. They look at you as a person and see what kind of following and reach you have. So in that sense, you know, Corey would qualify.
Yeah, because there's some people that you know, that are in Top Wars that I've never even heard of.
Seth, who's Seth Trackman?
Isn't that that's been in the business for a while.
For what site?
Shouldn't you have more than like 422 Twitter followers to be in Top Wars?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering. Is it okay for children under 12 to be in a live draft? Not be in it, but at it.
I'd say yes, because sometimes you run into babysitting issues and stuff like that. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it, you know what I'm saying?
What if your son likes to play, fantasy,
exactly,
too?
You know, well, yeah.
I took my son to a draft when he was 10. It's like... You know, we had a NASCAR draft at the ESPN office.
Yeah.
And my son had his own team and he was drafting.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I don't have a problem. Now, if you have your draft at the gentleman's, you probably should leave. You know.
Or
if
how many drafts have you actually seen in a gentleman's club, though? I've heard of them, but I've never seen or been in one.
I've seen one, never been in one. But, I mean, you might just have something where it's just the fellas, too. You know what I'm saying?
I could do that.
Like, sometimes you just want the fellas, you know what I mean? And if that's the rules, then... You know, then that's the rules. But if it's not, go ahead, Tone.
My thing is, you even in the Roto Experts show, like when we worked all together and we had those interns in there, sometimes we get a little crazy, and I'd be worried about, you know, guys being themselves when kids are there, like they couldn't be themselves.
Yeah, yeah, and I get that too. Because remember, we had that intern, and when I was in the studio, I'd say anything, and I didn't want them kids to go back and be like, there's a black dude in the studio. What's going on down there? I'm calling Mike. You didn't tell me.
Scott put him up to win some.
Scott, you didn't say it with Denver.
We had those interns in there. Oh, what was the kid's name? He was the greatest intern.
JP. JP.
JP got an education that you can't. You know, you could spend $50,000 a year, send your kid to college, but we gave him an education in 6 weeks like nothing else.
It's so crazy. Like JP goes to Temple, which is like, it's got to be like, we got JP ready for Temple. Because he would have went from high school straight to Temple, might have been a culture shock, you know what I'm saying? But when we got JP ready to go to Temple, a matter of fact, so hopefully we see JP again this summer.
When he says Temple, he definitely don't mean synagogue.
No, he's talking about Temple University in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. JP, a guy that absolutely getting it done. Now, I got to ask you. Should you allow single women to the draft, or is this a distraction? I'll start out with Scott Engel.
Well, I couldn't do a draft at a gentleman's club because it'd be way too distracting. You know, but
I've never been to one. What are they like?
Yeah, I don't know. What, the draft at a gentleman's club?
Gentleman's
I've never been at one.
No, you've never been to a gentleman's club.
Oh, you know what? Next time you're in New York, I'll show you the ropes. but
get that tug.
No, but like, I think people like it. Like at the FSTA, they always used to get ladies to do the draft boards and stuff like that. You know, and I think you got to watch how you word it, because now, you know, it's you know, women are part of the leagues now. It's but you know, because you know, we're gonna have ladies in our league. We're gonna have Brandon, Mary, and Lee. Obviously, you mean like, you know, are there members of the opposite sex who are very attractive, like not in the draft? Would they be distracting?
Not in the draft, yeah. Just hanging
yeah,
out.
Like maybe
yeah.
Like, you know, being like Corey would say, draft maids, you know.
Oh, don't put those words, don't put those misogynistic words in my mouth, Scott.
You should say it all the time.
How dare you, Scott, put those
how dare you?
Misogynistic
hold on.
Words in
I'm
my
rewinding
mouth.
Audio from last year. I'm in there dominating the draft. The draft maids are coming out, you know, behind the fantasy executive. Sitting on my lap. I'm drafting Tony Romo in the first round, and the draft mates are massaging me.
Oh, come on, boy. Corey. We live in a new era now, Scott. You gotta be politically correct. So you never heard me say that.
Please. That's like real audio right there. But no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Fantasy executive, we've heard the audio, but I gotta ask you, should we allow single women to the draft, or is it a distraction?
I have no problem with single women being at the draft. I think it adds to the good time, it adds to the atmosphere and stuff like that. Matter of fact, I was texting back and forth with the homie Andy Saxton the other night, and when we did the NFB, oh, was that the football? We did the football. When we did the football draft back in September, in early September, when we did the football draft, they had, you know, Andy had a young lady come through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, from, you know, drinks and stuff like that, whatever. Solid. Sturdy.
Here he goes.
Put him on the glass.
Google Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's a Sir Mix-a-Lot song that, like... the mainstream.
So no. You don't think solid and sturdy is going to prevent you from seeing like
No, you got to be focused. You got to be zoned in. You can't let things distract you.
Well, you say the fantasy executive every day during the show, he just mind wanders when someone walks by the glass.
That's
so
true.
How's he gonna concentrate
That's
during
true.
The draft?
No, I don't play when I draft. When I'm drafting, I don't play. Nothing is more important than drafting. And when I'm in a draft, I'm locked in. I'm locked in when I'm in a draft. That's why I'm so successful.
You're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there he is. He's the fantasy executive. He's very successful in life. And there is your perceived fantasy baseball draft etiquette. I think we're gonna have to talk about this throughout the fantasy baseball draft season, because I think people are lacking in this, Scott. I think people are lacking in fantasy baseball draft etiquette.
I think so. I think some people, you know, just lack in etiquette, period. It's like there's like two ends of the spectrum, you know. It's like you want the best example of etiquette, hang around Nando DeFino for 2 hours, and total on the end of the spectrum, you want an example of no etiquette, hang around Cha-Cha for 20 seconds.
Now I've been with Nando off the clock too now, Scott.
Yeah. No, Nando always has etiquette. Would you like another one, please?
Yes, exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Oh, hang on.
Sometimes I've been off the clock with Nando for days. That's when we get in trouble, right?
Oh, I've gotten better.
I laugh sometimes. I let people just go out, and I just, you know, I go. I know where this is going to lead. I'm the only knucklehead that has. I look around right out of the group. Say, who's the only guy that's going to be on the air at 6 a.m.?
That's the whole thing about it. That's the whole thing about it. So when you get into those nights, you start thinking to yourself, these MFers going to be asleep. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they had the FSTA for the first time in New York, and it's like everybody's hanging out in the bar and everything, and like, I got to go home, damn.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you go to sleep early anyway, there was, though, Scott.
Yeah.
My last time in New York, there was one day I went straight to the show. From, after
yeah,
night
exactly.
Out, like,
I've had those. Those are some epic nights when you just leave the spot and go straight to work.
Oh boy, they're usually very entertaining shows, though.
No, always been a good job. You know what I'm saying? I think I think that day when I made that comment that got me in all that, when all that fake hysteria, I think I was coming straight to work that day.
And then you went straight out the door.
You think that's funny?
It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. No, with the King, Scott Angle, and the Fantasy Executive. Stay tuned for more Hijinks, the final segment up next. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you missed any of the show, go to iTunes, Google Play, download the show, and absolutely enjoy the moments in glorious radio history, which is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Coming up next is Old School Fantasy. With two guys on the show with me, with the King, Scott Angle, and of course, the Fantasy Executive. Fantasy Executive, what's going on Old School Fantasy today?
I got a nice program, end of the week program lined up today. Going to go over some burning questions for the NFL offseason. So, got some players we'll be talking about, see where they end up and what their outlook is for 2017. Also, going to get into some of the latest news coming out of the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League, that's spring training. Another thing I like to do is I like to surf the internet and go around and read what other people are saying, and then I bring it to our experts. So I got some comments from Ray Flowers and, you know, some of the other guys around the industry. So I'll put those to the test. So a nice Friday edition of Old School Fantasy on the way.
When he said some burning things, I was thinking about antibiotics, Scott.
Have you ever
had that situation, Scotty Angle?
No.
You never woke up with a burning sensation?
No.
No. That's always one thing that you got to be worried about.
What is wrong with you?
Some antibiotics. King, Scott Angle, what's going on in your weekend?
You know, maybe I'll go visit my mom this weekend.
That'd be nice.
You know, my son and I will watch some NASCAR. We recorded the season premiere of Practical Jokers. We got to watch that. I think it's one of the best shows on television. And the second installment of the season of The Walking Dead on Sunday night. That may be it.
Scott, how old is your mom?
She's in her 70s.
So I know this lady that her mom's in her 70s as well. And she thought it would be a good idea to buy her a book so she could read. And she bought her 50 Shades of Grey. It just gave it to her mom, right?
That's crazy.
And then her mom starts reading the book. And she goes, "What is this book about? What is wrong with you?" And she started questioning her daughter. Have you ever thought of doing something like that to your mom?
No. My mom's very specific if she wants a book, what it's about.
Yeah. So I can't see myself giving my mom the 50 Shades of Grey book, but it must have been comical.
I could see you giving your mom a George Carlin DVD or something like that, though.
Yeah, something like that. Fantasy Executive, what's up for you this weekend?
Ain't nothing much going on. Me kicking it, taking it easy, trying to make it back down here tonight for Out of Bounds. So we'll have a good time with that. Well, I'll be back down here tonight for Out of Bounds as I get out of here early today. And then tomorrow, little NBA All-Star weekend. Probably me and some of the homies will probably get together, kick it, maybe get a few beers. Maybe we'll invite Le'Veon Bell over. And
how's it going?
And watch the NBA All-Star Saturday night. And then on Sunday, just it'll be like, you know, get a little extra rest, get ready for the game. So no big plans this weekend. Fantasy Executive will have his feet up.
The Fantasy Executive have his feet up. Now, of course, Out of Bounds tonight with Mike Cardano's return to Out of Bounds. We'll be here. Mike Demergis will be with us, and Corey and myself. So it'll be interesting as Mike Demergis was added to the mix. Mike's not short on opinions.
No, he's not. He's just short. He has an opinion on everything. He's well prepared with his opinions, too, and he can he makes sure he gets them out there.
You know, I love when other people host shows. Like, I'm interested to see how Mike Cardano's going to be able to handle that tonight.
We'll be right here in studio with him. Oh, you should have been here with us. That would have been cool.
Now, I did talk about antibiotics. Donnie, How's your stuff doing? Have you ever woken up with a burning sensation?
I've never done that, Tony. Never woken up with a burning sensation. Not going to catch me with that
what
one.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm probably going to go up to Penn State, and like Corey said, I'm definitely going to set up camp and watch the All-Star game. I always like watching the dunk contest, and I think they got that guy Derek Jones in there this year. I used to watch him at UNLV, so it should be cool. He can jump.
Hey, DB, what's going on in Penn State?
My little brother goes there.
Oh, really?
So I try to go up there. He's a senior now, so
yeah.
They have this thon dance thing for childhood cancer this weekend.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a good little weekend to go up there and see.
They have a thong dance?
No, it's called thon.
Thon.
Yeah.
Oh.
No G.
Yeah, nah. This is Cisco. It's thon. They raise money for childhood cancer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
what are you going to do at nighttime in Penn State?
There's 40,000 kids there, Corey. There's a lot to do.
You find something?
Yeah, I'll find something.
40,000 kids.
40,000, yeah.
Yeah.
You get there, and you really have, like, the first time you go there, you have no idea what to do. There's so many people around. Like, it's really
How old are you, Tony?
I'm 24.
Oh, DB, that's a good age to be out 24. There with those college gals.
Yeah, but do they think that you're like an old, washed-up has-been, like trying to hang on to your college life?
No,
it depends if they know. It depends if they know me. I don't look that old.
Hang around college.
I don't look that old, do I?
Stupid.
No, you don't, DB.
I think I look fairly younger than my age is. If I shave the beard, I look like a child. So,
is that gonna be your move?
No. I like the beard. The beard's gotta stay.
Make sure you come back with a full report so Corey can live vicariously for you.
I'd go up there, Scott.
Please, they called security on you.
Would you invite me and Corey? Would you invite me and Corey up for a weekend at Penn State?
Of course. I'd go out with you guys in New York. Like, I would have no problem doing that.
We'll bring the natural light.
Bring the natty lights, no doubt.
I would have zero problems with that at any point in time.
Oh, my God. That is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, Old School Fantasy. Follow us. Then the award-winning show with Jake Seeley, Benny Riccati, and Joe Pisapia on Target. It follows that for two hours of that. Now, that's an amazing show. Have you listened to that show?
I've listened to it a couple times. Oh, you're talking to Scott. Go ahead.
Exactly. Oh, either one.
Oh, I listened to it a couple times. And they do a good job. I'm not a big fan of the 8-bit music that they play. But since they've won the award, it's really going to their heads. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what's crazy about it? I totally get it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a guy with a big ego and a big head and as much as anyone. And Jake Seeley, I don't even know how he fits on a planet.
They got two big ego guys in Seeley and Pisapia. Yeah, those are two big ego guys.
I think Joe, since he's come over here, though, he's kind of reined it in a little bit.
So you admit he had to rein it in.
You know what I always tell those guys like that? You know what? You might have won a couple awards. At least I have more people that would want to work with me. That usually ends the conversation, Scott.
Corey gives me shit sometimes, and I give Corey crap sometimes. But Joe admitted that that he was a Buffalo Bills fan throughout the four Super Bowls. And then couldn't take them losing no more, and he switched to the Patriots.
I didn't know Pisapia was that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy, though. At least why stay for the sinking ship? It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Great stuff. Listen to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network all day long. The hijinks don't stop here. We got award winners all day long.